Today's Shir's Masech, the Zvachim, Daf Pei Beis. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis at the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amud. Mishnah continues to discuss situations of mix-ups. And therefore says the Mishnah, Nitanim Bifnim, blood of a carbon that is put on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, Shnus Arvub in the Tanim B'chutz, that got mixed up with dam that's put on the Mizbeach HaChitzen, the law is that all that blood should be disposed of by putting into down the canal. But Rashi makes a very important point. Rashi says that we should make sure to wait till after Lina, till after the day, till after the Shkia. Because if it's blood that may be poured down the Mizbeach, the law is we're not allowed to pour out that blood. But once Shkia passes, then it's possible with Lina. And once it's possible with Lina, there is no question that we could dispose of this blood by putting it down the Amma. And the way to understand this Mishnah is most Kabbalists, the blood was poured, sprinkled on Mizbech HaChitzen, which is in the Azara. Oila, Shlomim, Chattas, Osham. Toida b'chom ma'is Pesach. However, there were kabbonis that we've learned that were poured in the base in the heichal, and there were even kabbonis that we bring on Yom Kippur that are done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the parham davish tzibur parakay Mashiach, and the halacha is that there's another halacha that's going to be very relevant to our current shiur. And that is the pasuk says v'chol chatas shuvu midam al oil moed l'chab b'kodesh l'soichel be'esh tesarif, which teaches us that the blood of a carbon chatas that's brought on the outside mizbeach that was brought inside the base of Migdosh becomes pasul. We're going to spend much time discussing the details of this halacha. Is this halacha that only applies by carbon chatas, or does it apply by all kabbonis? If, when it was brought in, that we say bringing it into the Kodesh disqualifies it, is it only if it was brought in with the purpose of affecting Kapara or not? What's the halacha of some of the dam was brought in and some was not brought in? But all of that has important ramifications for the halachas that we're going to learn in our shiur today. So continues the Mishnah again, because we have this problem in Tanu B'Fnim Shen Sarim and Tanu B'Chutz, the blood that's supposed to be inside the Azara got mixed up with dam that's supposed to be put in the Beis HaMikdash, with dam that's supposed to be outside the Beis HaMikdash, and we have this mix-up. The halachas Yishafchu Lama, all the dam should be poured out down the drain. B'Chutz, says the Mishnah, if the Kohen went Nosam B'chutz, and he put some of the dam on the Mizbeach HaChitzen, for Chazven Nosam B'fnim, he didn't ask us. He just did some dam outside and some dam inside. The halacha is that kosher. Because even though L'chatchila, one should not really have used this dam, the halacha is, if he did so, the both of the kabbonis are kosher. And the reason the halacha is the kosher, because we have to assume that the dam that was supposed to be done, that the dam that was supposed to be b'chutz was put on the b'chutz, and the dam that was put b'fnim was put b'fnim, and therefore it's fine. But, explains the Mishnah, b'fnim v'chazav v'nasim b'chutz, but if you did the other way around, that first he did the Zrika inside the Beis HaMikdash, and then he did Zrika outside the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Kiva Paisel. Rabbi Kiva is going to hold the dam is Paisel, because if it's the dam that was supposed to be on the Mizbeach HaChitzen, and you put it on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, so as we just said, the halach is, the dam of a carbon, the dam certainly by a carbon chattis, and we said perhaps that's the halacha by all kabbonis, that was brought into the Beis HaMikdash disqualifies the carbon. And since now we have a concern that that's might what have happened, since we have this concern that that's what happened, the cover became possible. The chamer machshirim, a cham hold that it's kosher. Besides, by the cover chatus, because as we said, the opinion of the chum will be that this disqualification of taking a carbon from that's supposed to be in the chutz and bringing it befnim is only passable by, is only an issue by carbon chattis. That's why by all other carbonus it wouldn't be an issue. Rabbi Shikiva, I'm a call domim, the all carbonus, all blood of carbonus that was supposed to be done on the Mizbech Achitzin, Shenichnesu Lechapa Behechel, that are taken into the Hechel Apsulim. The Chamrimim, whereas the opinion of the Chamim is that Bechatas, that only by Chatas do we have, that Chatas Buvad, only by Chatas do we have this disqualification. Rebbe Lezer says, Afa Osham, that this special disqualification, that something brought into the Kodesh, which disqualifies the carbon, was also said by carbon asham, because the pasuk says kichatas ukashim. The Mishnah said that if somebody first did the zrikas adam b'chutz, and then he did the zrikas adam b'fnim, it would be kosher, because we're going to assume that the dam that was supposed to be on the mizbech achitzin was put on the mizbech achitzin, and the dam that was put on the Mizbech HaPnimi was put on the Mizbech HaPnimi. Ask the Taisus that we learned earlier in our Masechta, on the Avchav Vavam Abeis, that Zerika Shlomim Kaimai Kimakaimai Dami, that if somebody put the dam, when he does the Zerika Sadam, not in its proper place, as we discussed many times, dam that's supposed to be put above the Chutah Sikr was put on the bottom, the halach is that affects Kapara. There's only one halacha Shmuel added, and that is Shmuel said that in those circumstances, the meat of that carbon may not be eaten. And Taisus over there says that that halacha, that Shmuel says, Shloim Kaimai Kaimai, that if you put the carbon in the wrong place, it's still going to be acceptable. We learned on that, when we learned that sugya, Shmuel Taisus said that the same halacha would be if you put the dam that's supposed to be on the pnimi on the chitzen, or vice versa, it's also going to be acceptable. So in our Mishnah, if you put the dam that's where we have this dam that's mixed up, we don't know what is what, and we learned that you might have put the dam of the pnimi b'chutz, so the Bailam have a kapara. They're just not allowed to eat the carbon. So what is going to be the purpose of putting dam bifnim? The owner won't be able to eat that carbon anymore because they were put in the wrong place. So what's the purpose of putting it bifnim? In other words, to understand the question, you put the dam that's mixed up of chutz and pnim on the mizbeach achitzin. Once you did that, the dam of the carbon of the Mizbech HaChitzin is perfect because that's where it belongs. And as we just finished learning the Mishnah, it was put there before you did any dam inside the Beis HaMikdash. The dam that you might have put dam pnimi on the Chitzin, according to Shmuel, that affects Kapara. What's going to be the issue? That you can't eat from that carbon anymore because it was Shloim Kaimai. It was put on the Mizbech HaChitzin instead of Mizbech HaPnimi. And what the halach is that, according to Shmuel, holds Shloikim Kaimai Kamekaimai Dami, affects Kapara, and you won't be able to eat it. But you won't be able to eat it anymore anyway, once we have to be concerned that maybe you put that dam on the Mizbech HaChitzin. So what is the purpose now of putting any dam inside in the Beis HaMikdash? So Taisus answers that we have to explain the Mishnah that when the person did the Zrika of our Mishnah, that first he did the Zrika on the Mizbech HaChitzin, and then he did the Zrika on the Mizbech HaPnimi, that he had in mind that whatever belongs here should be here. And whatever doesn't belong here should be like Mayim. We had this concept many times, Roinos Ekula Mayim, that that he should consider it like water. So if that's the case, it did not have a zrika shlemim kaimai, because he had a mind that it should be treated like mayim, and therefore the halacha is that you'll now be able to do a zrika b'fnim, and it'll be kosher. The Arsamech answers this question by explaining that Shmuel's opinion that when you do zrika shlemim kaimai, it affects kapara is only where it could have been put in the right place. And there, the halach is, shlem kaima 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 dami, that even if you don't put it in the right place, it still will affect kapara. Our Mishnah is not that situation. Our Mishnah, since we don't know, we have, as we've been learning, the mix-up of the dam. So since we have the mix-up of the dam, putting the dam just befnim was not an option, because as we just finished learning, there is a concern that we don't know what's what. So the chiddush that Shmuel says that shloi kemekaymai dami is not valid chiddush, is not relevant here, because it's only where you could have put it in mekaymai that Shmuel say is halacha, not where it wasn't an option. We learned in the Mishnah on daf ayin teso and beis and machlokes chacham and Rabbi Elazar that about blood that's supposed to be put below the chutas sikra, dam oil shlamim, that got mixed up with blood that's supposed to be put above the chutas sikra. The opinion of the Chama was that all that blood should be put in the in the canal. Rabbi Lez's opinion was that we first do a zrik stam on the upper half, and we look at the blood that, as we just said, that's supposed to be on the bottom half as if it's water, because it wasn't put there for a purpose of kapara, and that's why it's not considered a problem. And then after we do the zrika on the upper half, we should do the zrika in the bottom half. So ask the Gemara, just like Rabbi Elazar stated his opinion there on Daf Ayin Tesoma Beis, that which is all based on the concept of Roi Noisei Kilamayim, we view it as water. So ask the Gemara for Nifil Gnami, Rebbe Loz Baha, she should also say his same opinion in our Mishnah, and he should allow to spritz the blood that's mixed up. So just like there he says, do the top and then the bottom. Here too, he should say, the our Mishnah said, the L'chatchila, everybody agrees, that if you have the mix-up of the Dam B'fnim and the Dam B'chitz, we have to pour it down the Omer. Why does Rabbi Elazar say in our Mishnah that we should first put the dam on, we should do the dam inside, and any dam that doesn't belong there, we'll put l'shem mayim? Answers the Gemara, hech levet. Answers the Gemara, what exactly do you want should be done? Neisa b'chutz, should we first do a zrik stam on the mizbech achitzin for hoder neisa l'fnim, and then do a zrik stam on the mizbech apnimi? So ask the Gemara, that isn't an option. Because the halacha is, the k'shem shemitzel hagdim el yoinim taktoinim, just like, as we've learned many times, you have to do the zrik sadam of the carbon that's put on the upper half, which, as we always explain, is the carbon chatas, before we do the zrik sadam on the bottom half, the carbon oil, shlomim, etc. Kach mitzvah hagdim p'nim l'chutz. So that would require that we should do the zrikas pnim before the zrikas chutz. The mefarshim ask an obvious question. Why is the halacha that you should do the zrikas dam pnim before the zrikas dam chutz? Because the carbon that's brought pnim, the carbon that's brought inside the Beis HaMikdash, is considered more significant than the carbon that's brought the chutz. And that's true. But the price that we're paying over here for doing pnim before chutz is disqualifying all the dam. And the Gemara, for example, Masech de Brachos, Daf Chof Chesam and Aleph, says that even though the halach is that we daven mincha before musaf, because if that means the time for davening mincha came, and you have not yet daven musaf, the halach tells you to daven mincha first, because the halach is tada v'she'ena tada kaidim. But if it's a situation where the halacha says that if I'm going to daven mincha now, I'm going to lose out the opportunity to daven musaf. Then a mincha I could still make up. The aloch I could still daven. The aloch is you should daven mincha, you should daven musaf first. And therefore the question here is most obvious. If I have a situation where I can, where I have a situation where I could do chutz before pnim, even though the aloch normally is to do pnim before chutz, asked Avni Nezer that we should do the chutz first and save the kabbonis. Answers the Avni Nezer. We're not speaking about a case where, and we spoke about this in our previous year, where we have dam in one cup that got mixed up. Rather, we're speaking about a case where the dam is in two cups. And therefore, in a case like this, where there is a dam that belongs on the chitzen, as a dam that belongs on a pnimi, that type of situation that there is, the halacha would not tell us just do something b'fnim b'chutz first. Because the halacha is that this is not something where I'm trying to save the situation. The issue here is I got mixed up which is which. And therefore, since I got mixed up which is which, but there is one that is here and one that's not here, then we don't say this concept that let's just save the kabbonis and bring the chitz, do the chitz mefno, the pnimi. But then I saw another question that we've discussed in our shiurim as well. Question that the Chazon Ish asks. The Chazon Ish asks that there's a loch of eim avir ma'ala mitzvahs. So if that's the case, that of eim avir ma'ala mitzvahs, so he asks, in this case, why don't we say that the carbon, that the koyin is standing presumably in the Mizbech HaChitzen. And since the koyin is standing presumably in the Mizbech HaChitzen, why don't we say that he should do that carbon first? Because Eim Avir Ma'ala Mitzvahs, says the Chazon Ish, from here we see a concept that we've discussed in previous shurim, that even though there's a halacha of Eim Avir Ma'ala Mitzvahs, the halacha of Eim Avir Ma'ala Mitzvahs does not apply in a case where it's not the right thing to do. Eim Avir Ma'ala Mitzvahs is only in a place where you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. But in a place where the halacha wants us, for example, an Al Gemara, to do the Dam B'fnim, and now you want to use the concept of Eim Avir Ma'ala Mitzvahs to do the Dam B'chutz first, we can't use that concept. So again, says the Gemara, to what do you want Rabbi Elazar to suggest, says the Gemara? Because he says, the halacha really tells us to do the zrika of the dam b'fnim before we do the zrika of dam b'chutz. On the other hand, for nesiv l'fnim, that indeed we'll do the dam that belongs b'fnim first, v'hod nesiv l'chutz, and then we'll do the dam b'chutz, but answers the Gemara, that we're going here according to the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. And Rabbi Elazar has taught us in the Mishnah, kivin deka chatas v'ashem, that the halacha by chatas v'ashem is, the kin nichnas damam, the psulim, when the dam is brought inside the base of Mikdash, the halacha is psulim, they disqualify the carbon. And since that halacha is applicable by chatas and ish and asham, the halacha is, that halacha is also, we're going to make a rule by all kabbonis that we need to be concerned that not to bring the dam befnim before we did the dam bechutz. And therefore, the halacha is that we don't, Rabbi Elazar doesn't offer his pshat, his option of doing both Rik Saddam, doing Befnim, and then doing Bechutz. And Rashi adds another point. Now we understand why Rashi in our Mishnah said that the halacha should be that first you should do the dam, even though the Mishnah said Yishavach Lama, we said that you should wait until Shkia. And the question is, why do you have to wait till Shkia? We should do it. If it's not going to be usable, shouldn't we just pour it down the Amma immediately? But now it's very Gishmak. Because the truth is, if it wasn't a Chatas or Asham, the option of doing Pnim and then doing Chutz would be a great option. Why is that not a great option? For we just explained If by chattis and osham, it's not a viable option, and once it's not a viable option, by chattis and osham, that became the halacha by all kabbanis. So now we could understand the Mishnah very well. Midaraisa, it's a great option besides by chattis for osham. But Rabbi Eliezer saw the need to make a gzera because we're going to be lenient and then do pnim and then chutz by other kabbanis. We may end up doing it by chattis and osham as well. If that is the case, then we're going to end up taking carbon that could have been done properly and not do it. So in order to avoid that problem, we wait until it's shkia. Once it's ready to shkia, then the carbon becomes possible. And therefore, once it's shkia and the carbon becomes possible, then we could easily pour it down. Yishafik lama, we could pour it down the canal without any question. Says the Moshe Rabbi Kiva Omer. Rabbi Kiva said, as we learned the Machlokes in the Mishnah, that any carbon blood that was brought into the keichel before it was done on the Mizbech Achitzin is possible. The Chum said that this halacha only applies by carbon chattis. Says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Mishmul, Moshe Lama David Oima. How do we understand the opinion of Rabbi Kiva? Says the Talmud shemozag l'rabbi b'chamim. A Talmud diluted his Rebbe's wine with warm water. V'amalai, and then his Rebbe said mezaigli, do some more diluting for me. Amalai, and the Talmud said b'ma, what type of water should I use? Amalai, so the Rebbe said l'loy b'chamim on ice cream. I already wanted you to do hot warm water. If I just wanted to continue using warm water, I wouldn't have said anything. And you would have continued doing as you've done till now. Achshav, now that I just said do dilution, do meziga, and I didn't make any detail what type of meziga, you should understand that what I want now is bein bechamim, bein betzoinen, that I want, it doesn't make a difference. Hochinami. So how do we relate that mashal to what we're discussing? Michti, the pasuk that we learn is speaking about a karma chattis. Michti b'chattis askin v'asi. The pasuk is speaking about a karma chattis because the pasuk says, zois toiris achattis. Then, asked the Gemara, chattis the kasuv rachmona. Then the Torah teaches us the halacha that one may not bring that chattis blood into the pnimi. Why does the Torah have to say the word chattis again? Chattis the kasuv rachmona lomeli. We're speaking about a karma chattis. El alav, chattis kamina, that come to teach us that I'm not only speaking about a karma chattis, el kol kachim, that we're speaking about all karma kachim. If that's the case, why did we mention chattis at all? Ask Rashi. Mentioning chattis is only confusing. So Rashi explains, because we would think that if any carbon doesn't get disqualified by putting into the Beis HaMikdash is the karma chattis. Because the karma chattis is a carbon that does have a place inside the Beis HaMikdash. Because the karma chattis, we have the chattis pnimius. So we would think maybe all kabbanis get disqualified when you brought the blood into the Beis HaMikdash, and chattis not. So that's what the Torah had to say, that this halacha applies by chattis as well. Maskula, so ask the Gemara, Maskula of Huni Radio Yeshua, Michti, says the Gemara, Asrabo kol kotshim, legabim mezbech, lenyam rik v'shtifa. The Torah comes to teach us later that the kalim, the vessels that were used in the preparation of the carbon, the cooking of the carbon, required to be kasher, as we will learn. So if that's the question, chattis the kasher rachman alamali, why did the Torah single out chattis? We're speaking about all kabbanis. So if you're saying that this halacha about taking the blood inside the Beis HaMikdash applies to all kabbanis, why does we have to single out chattis? Shema mina. So that's why he says from here, we see the chattis in, that this halacha only applies by chattis, midach min aloi, not by any other carbon. And he continues to explain, v'holoi damya, how are we to understand this? Ela tamid she mozik l'rabbi ben b'cham ben tzoynen. There was a Talmud that was doing dilution both with warm water and cold water. Amalai, and then his Rebbe told him, Am tizagli elechamin, don't only use, please only use warm water. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, Tamid the Rekiva, from where does the Rekiva take that all kabbanis have this halacha? A Tamid the Rekiva, because the pasuk says, Chatos. The pasuk says, Chatos ashiyuva medoma oil moid lechabab kodesh lesuchel base to arev. And then the pasuk says, the kol chatos, to teach us and prize all kabbanis. The Tanya, chatos. Enli ela b'chatos. That this halacha only applies by chatos. If you bring the blood inside the Beis HaMikdash, it disqualifies the carbon. She'enli ela chatos. Kachi kachim enayim. How do we know that this halacha applies by all kachi kachim? Tamalaymer, kol chatos. Continues the Rekiva. Kachi kalim enayim. How do we know that this halacha also applies by kachim kalim? Tamalaymer, vichol chatos. Divrei Rebbe Kiva. Amalai, Rebbe Yosef Glili. So Rebbe Yosef Glili says to Rebbe Kiva, Afilu at the marba kol hayom kula, even if you spend your entire day trying to say that this halacha applies to all kabbanis, any shemeilach, I won't accept what you're saying. Why won't I accept what you're saying? Because the Torah says, be tchatas. So if that's the case, what will he do with all the words that the Rekiva just explained? Elochatus. If the Torah would only said chatus, we would think that this halacha only applies by chatus yochid, chatus brought by an individual. Chatus tzibur, that the halacha is minayin, tamaloymer kol chatus. Venli elochatus zocher, that the halacha is by chatus zocher, chatus lekeva minayin, tamaloymer Mikol, even that. Ask the Gemara, Klapalaya. What he's saying makes no sense because How would we say that the Pasuk is speaking about Chatas that comes from him in Zohar and the Kol comes to speak about Chatas Nekeva? Chatas Nekeva, explains Rashi, as we've learned so many times, is your standard karmach chatas. So since chatas nekev is your standard karmach chatas, of course, when the Torah speaks about a chatas, it's speaking about the chatas nekeva. And the limud should be teaching us that even the rare occasions of a chatas zocher, and says the Gemara, indeed, that's the way to understand Rabbi Yosef Aglil's opinion. Eli al chatas nekeva, chatas zocher minayin, tamalai v'kol chatas. Says, ask the Gemara, for some Rabbi Yosef Aglil, hi, krola hachadasi, does Rabbi Yosef Glili indeed explain that the pasuk says v'chol chatos shuv medam alay almoed l'chab b'kodesh lo sechel be'ez tisharev? Is that talking about this halacha of bringing a carbon of the blood of a carbon chatos chitzin into the Beis HaMikdash? For Tanya, there's another brisa that says Rabbi Yosef Glili oimer kol en yekuloi, that entire pasuk is enim medabel b'parma nesrafim b'sirim nesrafim, which are carbon chatos that are supposed to be brought. The chatas pnimius, these are the chatas that are brought inside the Beis HaMikdash, where the zrikas adam of these kabbanis is supposed to be done inside the Beis HaMikdash. And if they became disqualified, the loch lisra pesuleim a Beis HaBira. There was a special place in the Azara, the Kodesh Be'esh Titzarev. There's a special spot in the Azara, which is where they got burnt, and not like these carbon chatas. That the halacha is that the meat of these carbon chatos is typically burnt outside of the Sholosh Machnas. Ulamid, furthermore, to teach us below Sasei Lachalitzai, that one may not eat, as we just said, the meat of the chatos pnimius, whether the carbon was brought properly or whether the carbon was brought improperly. Amaloi, the Chum said that to Rabbi Yosef Glili, if that's what you're saying, the pasuk is coming to teach us. How will we know that this halacha applies by karmel chatas that was brought inside the Beis Midrash, inside the Kodesh Kedoshim? Amaloi, so Rashi Glili said, I learned this from the pasuk of Hein Lehu Vestam Al Kodesh Pnima Oichot Toich Lesoi. Moshe Rabbeinu, in this pasuk, asks Aaron. This pasuk took place on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the day of the inauguration of the Mishkan. And Moshe Rabbeinu asks Aaron, why did you not eat the meat of the Tsar of Rosh Chodesh, which is a chatas chitzayna, and he says to him, the carbon wasn't brought into the base of the blood wasn't brought into the base of Mikdash. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Aaron, if the blood of that carbon was brought into the base of Mikdash, I would well understand why you didn't eat it, because it gets disqualified for bringing inside. So, but you didn't bring it in. So from here we see that that's where we see it's also from. So ask the Gemara, a moment ago, we learned that Rabbi Yossi Glili learns from the Pasuk of a kolchatas ashuva medamai, that a chatas chitzoina, the blood was blood into the base of Mikdash, becomes disqualified. And here we're seeing that Rabbi Yossi learned this halacha from the Pasuk of Hein Lehuva Stam al Kadosh Panima. So how do we understand? We have a contradiction. What is the source for this halacha according to Rabbi Yossi Glili? Answers the Gemara, the Dvar of the Rekiva. Rabbi Yossi Glili says that I actually hold that it becomes, I actually learn it from the Pasuk of Hein Lehuva Stum Doma. You who are learning it from the Pasuk of Chol Chatos, he says, I don't agree with the way you're explaining that Pasuk. Says the Gemara further. Chatos, says the Mishnah, Chatos Shkibel Doma Mishnei Kaisis, if the blood of a cup of Chatos was poured into two cups, Yotza Achimel Mechutz, and one of the cups was taken outside the Azara and became Pasul, Hapnimi, the other cup of blood that's still remaining in the Azara is kosher. Nichnas echet mehem lefnim. But if one of the cups of this carbon chattis blood was taken into the base of Migdash, Rabbi Yosef Glili's opinion is machsh bechitzen, the cup that's still left in the Azara doesn't have the disqualification. We keep on discussing the disqualification of bringing the blood of a carbon chattis into base of Migdash, disqualifying the carbon. But says Rabbi Yosef Glili, if there were two cups and one cup was taken in, it doesn't affect the other cup that's still outside. For Chacham and Paislim, and the opinion of the Chacham is that it becomes pasul. Why? We see from here that, says the Brisker Rav, that the entire carbon, once some of the carbon was taken inside, then the entire carbon becomes pasul. And the Brisker Rav suggests that what does that mean? That even if there would be blood left in the neck of the animal of this carbon chattis, and we would do Kabbal Saddam with that blood, it's still not going to be able to be done Zrik Saddam with that blood on the Mizbech Achitzin, because the Chacham hold that as soon as any of the blood of the carbon chattis Achitzin was brought into Beis HaMikdash, that carbon becomes possible. I'm Rabbi Yosef Glili. And Rabbi Yosef Glili explains where he comes to say his psak. Machshava's pigel. If somebody had the machshava or a koyin as he's doing the avoid, had a machshava to do something chutz lazara, the carbon becomes pasul. Yet the halacha is, we just learned and everybody agrees to this, that if some of the blood was taken outside the azara, it doesn't make that the blood that was left in the Azara possible, that remains kosher. Yaitza certainly, that if somebody, when he's doing the avoid of the carbon, had a mind that instead of doing the Zrik Saddam on the Mizbech HaChitzin, he's going to do the Zrik Saddam on the Mizbech HaPnimi, the carbon doesn't become possible. Ain't a din. So there, it can't make the carbon pasul, that type of machshava. So certainly, if some of the blood was brought inside the Beis HaMikdash, ain't a dish like nasas mashur, that doesn't make what's left outside kenichnas, that it should be treated like it was taken inside the Beis HaMikdash, and whatever wasn't brought inside the Azara will not be a problem. Nichnas l'chaper, continues the Mishnah, if the blood was brought inside the Beis HaMikdash to be put on the Mizbech HaPnimi, which again is very wrong. What do I mean when I say it's very wrong? Because this is blood that was supposed to be put on the Mizbech HaChitzin. And not only is the blood that was supposed to be put on the Mizbech HaChitzin, we're learning that that blood that's brought into the Mizbech HaPnimi disqualifies the carbon. Apish Lightkeeper, and his intention was to put it on the Mizbech HaPnimi, but he, at the end, did not put it on the Mizbech HaPnimi, pasul. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says that as soon as you brought it in, it becomes possible. But points out the Ramban that even Rabbi Elazar that's taken the stricter approach here, it's only if he had intention, l'chaper, that he brought this blood inside the Azara when the intention that he wants to do Zrikas Adam with this blood on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. But if he had no intention to use it in the Mizbeach HaPnimi, even though it was brought into the Azara, Rabbi Elazar would agree that that doesn't disqualify the carbon. The Rambam disagrees, and the Rambam holds that even if he had, even as soon, according to Rabbi Elazar, as soon as he brought the dam inside the Beis HaMikdash, that disqualifies the carbon. Rabbi Shimon Omer Achi Chaper, Shimon holds that it only disqualifies the rest of the blood if he actually used it on the Mizbech HaPnimi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Im Hichnas, if he took it in B'Shoigig, then the halach is that it's kosher. And the Karen Oira himself points out, where do we find that in these type of halachas, there's a difference between shoigig and meizid? So it says the Malbim, because the pasuk here used the word l'chaper. Why does the Torah say the word l'chaper? Why? It should mean if the psul is that you brought it in, it should be possible as soon as you brought it in. From here you see that if you had intention, l'chaper, then it's a problem. If you did not have intention, l'chaper, it would not be considered an issue. Says the Mishnah further, kol advarim psulim, all kabanas that become possible, shenitnu al gabim mizbeach, and they were put on the mizbeach. Example that, of course, we'll use is the example that we're learning about. Karmen Chattis, blood that was brought into the Kodesh, or if it was taken Chutz Lazara, and then you put that blood, the rest of the blood, on the Mizbech HaChitzin, which, of course, you shouldn't have. Why here it tzitz? Even though we've learned many times that the Kohen Gadol wearing the tzitz affects the Kapara, here wouldn't have the ability to affect Kapara. Ella, Tomei, the only time that tzitz is effective is on carbon, the blood of a carbon that became Tomei. The Deir Eloch is, Shetzitz Meratza Tomei, the tzitz does affect Kapara, that if you put Tomei blood on the Mizbeach, which you shouldn't have, Vei Meratza El Yoytza. But that's the only disqualification that it works for, not for anything else. And the Gemara Masechta Menachos explains why, because the Isser of Tumah is a much more lenient Isser, because as we've learned so many times in our Shurim, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. And because the Isser Tumah is such an easier Tumah, the easiest Isser, that's why Tzitz helps for that, for nothing else. Another pshat that the Rambam suggests, because the Torah, when it speaks about the Tzitz, uses the words v'nosa aharon es avayin hakodshim, and by tumah it says ashiyukr mekol zaro zarachem al hakodshim. So that's a gzeirah shavah to say that it only applies by tumah. Tzitz only helps for tumah, nothing else. The Gemara goes back to analyze the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Lili that says that the chattis that you put, we have the blood of the carbon chattis in two cups, and one cup was brought inside the Beis HaMikdash, it won't affect the kashrus of the blood, cup of blood that's still outside in the Azara. Tanya and the Brisa teaches us, Amar Rabbi Yosef Glili, Rabbi Yosef Glili said, we have the following Kal v'Chomer. Ma'ava makum shemachshava p'sals b'chutz. If somebody had a machshava, as he's bringing the carbon, that he's going to do the Zrik Saddam in the wrong place, outside the Azara, the carbon is possible. Loi posel dam shebechutz, the halacha, if you take dam outside the Azara, it does not disqualify es bifnim, the dam that was left inside. So certainly, makum shei machshavim b'self bifnim, if you had a machshav to take the blood inside the Beis HaMikdash, that doesn't disqualify the carbon. So certainly, says Rabbi Yosef Glili, ein adin shlo yisol dam bifnim es shebechutz. that the dam that was taken into the Beis HaMikdash should not have any effect on the dam that was left in the Azara. Amar Loi, to which the Chum respond to Rabbi Yosef Gloily, the Pasuk says, Harei Hu Omer, V'kol Chatas, the Pasuk we discussed extensively a few moments ago, V'kol Chatas, Shishuvah Medam Aloy Al-Maid, L'chap B'kodesh, L'sach B'esh T'sarev, says the Gemara, we learn from here, Midama, from the word we learn, Midama, Filam Mixes Dama, even if just some of the blood was brought into the Beis HaMikdash, it disqualifies all the blood. Amalhem, it says Rabbi Yosef Gloily, that according to you, if some of the blood was brought into the Beis HaMikdash, it disqualifies all of the blood. So then we should say, Kav Chayim B'Liyotze, then we should say certainly that if some of the blood of the carbon was taken Chutz La'Azara, it should disqualify the entire carbon. Mi'ata, taking the following Kav Chayim. Umah B'Mokim Sh'ein Mechshava B'Self B'Fnim. If in a place, that means inside the Beis HaMikdash, where if the kohen had a machshava to do the avoid, to take dam that doesn't belong inside the Beis HaMikdash, to take it inside the Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't make the carbon possible. Still, the halach is, poisel dam shebefnim es shebechutz. If some dam was actually taken into the Beis HaMikdash, you're saying that it will disqualify even the blood that remained outside the old time. So certainly, makash machshava b'self b'chutz, where if you had a machshava to take the dam outside, to do the avoida outside the azara, which disqualifies the carbon, certainly the halacha ought to be, ein adim sheyifsal dam shebechutz es shebefnim, that the dam that's taken, if some dam is taken bechutz, should be, it should disqualify the, even the dam that remains inside the azara. Amar lo, to which the chum respond, harei oimer as sheyuva, hanichnas paisel, dam that's taken into the Beis HaMikdash disqualifies the rest of the dam. Then a yoitz apostle, but dam, if some of the dam was taken outside the Azara, does not affect the dam that was left inside. Ask the Gemara. Now that we explained that if some of the dam was taken, according to the Chachamim, that if some of the dam was taken inside the Azara, it disqualifies any dam that's even left, that taken inside the Beis HaMikdash, will disqualify the dam that's left in the Azara. But by Yotze, the halach is that if some of the dam was taken outside, it will not affect the kashus of the dam that was left in the Azara. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, so ought the halacha not to be, if you have kohen had a machshava to take the dam inside the Beis HaMikdash, it should make the carbon possible with a kavah chaymer. And we'll say the following. If the halach is that if you take some of the dam chutz la'azara, it does not affect the kashrus ashebefnim of the dam that was left in the azara. Still, the halach is that a machshava, that you had a machshava while you were doing the carbon, while the carbon was doing the while the kohen was bringing the carbon, that he's going to do it b'chutz, peselus b'chutz. So certainly in a case, mokum sheposel dash b'fnim, where a person had a machshava to take the dam b'fnim, and he has dam shebechutz. And we're saying that if you took the dam b'fnim, it affects the kashrus of the blood that never went b'fnim. Any din shetem machshava peselus b'fnim? Answers the Gemara, Harei Oimer, the Pasuk says, regarding the halacha pigel, and the pigel that we're speaking about in our shir is the pigel of chutz mekaymai. The pasuk says in that in parashas tzav, a pasuk that we explained extensively earlier in the masechta, how it teaches us hilchos pigel. Says the pasuk, v'ma'ochli yachli b'yam shlishi pigel hu lo yiratza, and from the word shlishi it means makom she'er meshulish, that when is there a machshava of chutz mekaymai. If your machshava was regarding a place that was used for dam, for basa, or mimurim, and the chutz la'azara, because in the time of bamis, we were allowed to do the zrikas adam, we were allowed to do the burning of the emrim, and we were allowed to burn and allowed to eat the basa of the karbanis that were brought on a bama, or chutz la'azara. But the heichel itself is never considered a makom b'sholosh, because even though it is a place where we could do zrikas adam, the chatas pnimius are done in the heichel, but it's never a place that we burn emer, and it's never a place that we eat the basar. Ask the Gemara v'loy tehei machsheva peselas b'chutz. But we're learning now that if somebody had a machsheva while he's bringing the carbon to do the avoy the chutz lazara, it passes the carbon and makes it pigel chutz l'mekaymai. Why? We should make a kalva chaymer that ought not to be halacha, and we should say if there's a chumrah that the dam that was brought inside the Beis HaMikdash, it disqualifies as Shebechutz, that even the dam that never was brought in, that remained in the Azara, becomes disqualified, and the halacha is that a machshava, as we just learned, to do it inside the Fnim, a machshava peiseles, Bifnim, a machshava, as we just learned to do, to avoid the Bifnim, will not make a pigle. So, Mokum, Shaloi Pasal Dam Shebechutz, as Bifnim. So if you take the dam, Chutz LaZara, which is a place where it won't adversely affect the remaining blood, Ein Adin, so isn't that certainly ought the halacha be Ein Adin Shloi Paisel Machshava, that a Machshava to take the dam to that place should not affect the dam that's still in the Azara. Tamaloymer answers the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Vim Ha'ochel Yochel B'Sa'a Zavach Shlishi B'Yom Shlishi Lo Yiratza. So from here we learn the halacha of Chutz L'Zmana B'Yom HaShlishi, where you had a mind to eat or do the avoid of the carbon past the proper time. And then the Torah adds the words Pigel Yia to teach us the din of Chutz L'Mekaymai. Says the Gemara, Basar HaYotzel Chutz, if meat of the carbon was taken past the place where it's allowed to be, Pasul, the carbon, that becomes Pasul. But says the Gemara, HaNechnes L'Fim, blood, basar that was brought inside the Beis HaMikdash, kosher. And explains the Braisa. Shehayyabedid, we really ought to say shepasal. Because a mama makum shalai pasal dam shebechutz or shebefnim. If the halacha is that if I took some dam outside the Azara, it doesn't affect the dam that's in the Azara. Basar yotzel chutz pasal, yet the halacha is the basar that's taken outside is pasal. Makum shepasal dam shebefnim. So inside the Beis HaMikdash, that if you take the dam inside the Beis HaMikdash, we say it affects all the dam that's b'chutz, so certainly the halacha should be the basa nichtas b'fnim, that if some of the basa was taken inside the Beis HaMikdash, and it did sheyifsoil, it should affect the kashrus of the basa that wasn't taken in, and it also, it should be pasul. Harei oimer ashiyuva medama, the teaches that the halacha, that if something was brought into the Beis HaMikdash, it disqualifies, is halacha on dama v'lay basa. But says the Gemara, that if we're learning that the basa that was taken inside the Beis HaMikdash doesn't affect the basa that's left inside, that blood was brought inside the Beis HaMikdash, as we've been learning, it affects the kashrus of even the dam shebechutz. Basa nechzal afnim, kosher, makam shalai pasal dam shebechutz. So if you take the halacha ought to be that you didn't take the basar, if you take the dam chutz lazara, that dam is pasul, but it doesn't affect the kashrus of the dam inside the azara. Eshebefnim, makam shalai pasul dam shebechutz eshebefnim. If you took some of the dam outside, it doesn't affect the kashrus of the dam that's left inside. So certainly, basar yotzel chutz, if you took some of the basar outside, the halacha certainly should be any din shekasher, that the basar that's left inside, it's kasher. A reimer, or basar besar the trefle sechelu, do we learn from here, kim shiyotzel chutz mechitzo nesa. Tan Rabbanan, the pasuk says, we quoted this pasuk earlier in our shir, the pasuk of the dialogue of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and the pasuk says, hein lehu v'stama akadosh p'naima, ein le'ela Pnima. We only learn from here that if the basa was taken into the kotche hakotchim, that if the dam was taken into kotche kotchim, the carbon becomes disqualified. Lahechel menayin. How do we know if it was just taken into the kodesh? Tamalayma el kodesh. Pnima. The kodesh is the hechel. Pnima is the kotche kotchim. Ask the Gemara for yom kodesh. Why doesn't the Torah tell us just the halacha that if you take the dam into the hechel, it becomes possible? V'al yoyma pnimi. And I won't have to say if you take into kachet kachim, because we're going to say an obvious kavah chaymer. If this is the halacha, if the dam that's taken into the kodesh disqualifies the carbon, certainly the dam that was taken into the kodesh akadoshim will make the carbon possible. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava Bazav Alim and Alzeh. If, says Rava, the Torah would have only said one word, we would have said that that one word is speaking about the Kodesh. We would say that that pasuk is speaking about Kodesh Kedoshim and not about Kodesh. And the Gemara says we have a precedent for that. Midi have a Tosh V'Sachar. The Tanya, the pasuk says, the Kol Zor LaYochel Kodesh. The Torah tells us that a Zor may not eat Kodesh. Toshiv Kain V'Sachar LaYochel Kodesh. And we learn Toshiv Zeh Kone Kinyan Olam. We know the Torah Pashim Mishpatim teaches us about an Eved Ivri that wants to remain with his owner, and the halach is such an individual gets they make a hole in his ear, and he remains till yovel. Sachar is a kinyan shanim, and the sachar is the one that's only going to be working for the 6 years. And that the Torah says that both of them, both of these type of eved ivrim, may not eat truma. And again, ask the brisa yom etayshiv if the halach applies by somebody who's only working for till yovel, that he doesn't have the right to eat truma by yom sachar. When the Eimer, as somebody who's there for till Yovel doesn't get to eat, certainly and what is the Bryce answer? Ilukain, because if the Torah would have only said one word, would say that the Torah is only speaking about somebody who's going to be there for only 6 years. But maybe, if he's going to be there till Yovel, maybe he should be allowed to eat Truma. That's why, says the Braisa, Ba Socha Velimina Toshiv. That's what the Torah says, both Socha and Toshiv, to teach us Toshiv is a Kinyan Oilam, and Zeh Kani Kinyan Shonim, that both of them in a Oichel. Ask the Gemara, Omle Abayi. So Abayi asks Rava, Bishlam Mahasam, but Toshiv is Socha, Trey Gufininu. There's a Eved Ivri that's there till for 6 years, and there's an Eved Ivri till Yovel. Vavgav Dehavil Kral Mechtav. And even the Torah should have just said explicitly that the Nirtza, that the Eved Ivri that's there to Eved Ivri till Yovel, Lo Yoichel, doesn't get to eat Truma. And then the other Eved, the Eved that's there for 6 years, Osi B'Kavachaymer, we could learn through a Kavachaymer, certainly doesn't eat Truma. Still, there's a rule, Milsad Osi B'Kavachaymer, Tarch V'Kasul Akra. Something that we could have extrapolated with a Kavachaymer, the Pasuk sometimes mentions it. Why? So the simple pshat is because a Kavachaymer is something that we achieve through logic. And since it's something that we achieve through logic, maybe our logic is incorrect. And therefore, if we're just going to rely on a Kavachaymer, we may end up making a mistake. And that's why Tarach V'Kosov L'Kra, the Torah says it explicitly to teach us that this is a proper Kavachaymer. Another explanation that I saw is Tarav Akasul Akra is because what the Torah is trying to teach us that we know when we speak about a Kavachaymer, there's a rule of Daya Lovim Medin Lias Kanidin, a subject that we've learned many times, which has the ability to limit the power of the Kavachaymer. Since we don't want to be limited with the halacha of dayoi, so the Torah writes the Kavachaymer explicitly. Once the Torah writes the Kavachaymer explicitly, we're not limited with dayoi. Another shot that I saw from the Emri Emes is why does the Torah mention the Kavachaymer, even though we could have learned the Kavachaymer without the pasuk, is that the Torah is trying to teach us that don't assume that your thinking is like the thinking of the Torah. One should not automatically assume that his thinking is like the thinking of the Torah. A Kavachaymer that we originate with our own thinking may be wrong. And the only way we can be confident that it is correct is the Tarach V'Kosul Akra. Elam Abaya, La'Nitzucha, why did the Torah have to tell us both Kodesh and Pnimi? Derek Meshupish. If somebody brought the dam into Kodesh Kedoshim, not through the normal way, he brought it through a crack, and the pasuk is coming to teach us that it's possible. Amalei Rav Avavak, but why would it be possible? The Torah says, Hein Lehuva Dama. It's only if it's brought in the normal way. Ella Amalei Rava says what the pasuk is coming to teach us. If somebody had a mind to bring the stam inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he ended up only bringing it to the Heichel, so since that wasn't his intention was to take it to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and therefore he brought it to the Heichel, the halacha is that it won't be possible. That's why we have to have the pasuk to teach us that if you had a mind to bring it to the Kodesh Kedoshim and you brought it to the Kodesh Kedoshim, will the karma be possible? But if you had a mind to bring it to the Kodesh Kedoshim and you never ended up bringing it all the way there, then the karma actually will not be possible.